The Daily Talk Show, episode 724. Georgie Boy here, going through all the interviews from the 24-hour live stream. We're getting to the business end now. This one was recorded at 1 a.m. and I think it's with the perfect guest, Christian Hull. He's so funny. This is a very loose episode and I hope you enjoy it.
Christian Hull's here.
Oh, hello.
Christian Hull. You beautiful man. Welcome, buddy.
I'm so sorry if my internet's really bad. I've had no internet for a week.
So what happened?
Oh, really?
Well, it turns out when you're on lockdown, your porn consumption increases rather dramatically. So I've very much watched a lot of porn. But it's also just I've uploaded so many more videos. And I've just used it all and Telstra won't be more. So I'm currently on, I think it's like, I've got all techie because I was, an upload of 0.3 megabytes a second is the most I'm allowed.
Oh, no.
Which is not much.
I'm even going to send you a lower feed back to us so that you can keep more. So we're going to look shitter at your end.
Great. You appreciate
it
already, but yeah.
Great. So this
how
is
how are you, mate? Like, it's Christian. I haven't seen you. Like, last time I saw you, I think it was when you were living in Melbourne, and I could hug you when I see you. But now you don't live in our state anymore. What's happening, mate? How is it going in Brisbane?
Oh, we had a cold 22 degrees today. It was all over the news that Brisbane has a cold snap, and it's just so good. Melbourne. What a shit for weather Melbourne is. I lived in Melbourne for 5 years and I did it for work and it's a beautiful city, but the weather is just put it in the bin. Like, I hate the weather. Which is weird because like more fat people have like poor circulation. So they like when it's a bit colder, but I don't. I like when it's warm. I like taking off the clothing.
I mean, you were very, very keen to buy an apartment. That was all what that was on your list for a long time. Is that what you've done moving to Queensland?
Yes, I own my own home. I feel so adult. I tried to buy in Melbourne, but it was really expensive. And Brisbane, it's just like they pay you to live. They want people to live here so badly. So it's very cheap.
Yeah. I saw you decorating your apartment. It looks amazing, mate. That no one who's a tenant puts that kind of wallpaper up.
Oh, mate, I can't believe wallpaper. There's a million holes in the wall. Not what you'd assume they would be for, but it's the freedom. I can just do whatever I want to do, and like it looks really nice on camera now. But if I were to just angle the camera slightly that way, it's just a sea of like holes in the drywall, mess, just shit everywhere. I'm living my best life. It's been really good. And leaving full-time work, I thought would be quite terrifying, but it's actually turned out to be, because I think the last time I ran into you, Tommy, I was still working at SCA, which is the radio station that like where I met you. We gave up our lives for that.
Different days.
Liable.
Do you feel like I saw you, like when you were doing your tour with Tanya, I feel like I saw so much activity from you. And maybe it was just the crowd, you know, being out and around Australia. What's your activity in the last sort of 3 months in terms of content creation?
I was supposed to be on tour sort of right now. Unfortunately, that got cancelled, which I'm sort of relieved at because I hadn't planned anything, and I get really anxious with tours, and I really wanted to do it in December. So I was like, yes, so we'll hopefully reschedule that for December. It's hard because I think what I'm now doing is what I was doing before, but I'm now not having to go to work in radio 5 days a week. So it's just like, if I want to film something for YouTube, I just film it and then I edit it for the 600 other different platforms that I'm on. That's about it. I'm definitely someone that gets a bit, I mean, you look at me and go, he loves to sit on the couch, and I do, but I get bored really quickly. So I'm always having to film, or edit, or make, And TikTok's really good because it's like Vine, because you can just bash out a whole lot of crap and it keeps me occupied. And so I think that's what I've been doing a lot.
So are you big on TikTok? What's the deal?
Did you just ask me if I got verified? Yes, I did. Last week, I'm a TikTok star now. all the teenagers, like, it's so funny. My two best friends have a 16-year-old who just could not give a shit about me in the slightest. Last week, got a blue verification tick on TikTok, and she's like, "Hi, when are you coming over for dinner?" I'm like, "Oh my god, can I be in now?" Like, can you film me? Can you put me on your TikTok? And I'm like, yes, I have the power. So rewarding.
Did it just appear overnight? Like, how do you become a blue ticker?
No, I had to. Oh my god, there's so much. There's so much involvement. I got accepted into like a secret WhatsApp group. And there's like these secret groups, and then there was this, was like, oh, if you fill this form out and we send it through and fingers crossed, you get a tick. And then a couple of weeks later it happened. Wow. It's really weird.
There we go.
This is fancy. Yeah, how did you do that?
That's Charles doing that great work.
Oh.
So there you go.
You can see
yeah, absolutely not.
I know the two of you.
And so the content, what's the difference? Like, what's the sensibilities when you're doing stuff on TikTok versus the normal, like the other content that you do?
You can do whatever you want on TikTok. Really matter. Yeah. Keep it quick. 8 seconds, I reckon, is the golden amount of time where it'll do pretty well. It's such a weird platform because I was very much someone who was like, it's for, you know, teenagers who are emo and have long droopy hair and then dance to music. It was stupid. Like, it's dumb. Until I was forced to go on it. It's so funny. Do you do TikTok at all?
Well, yeah, we've got the Daily Talk Show and I've done a few duets. So if Gronks do sort of dances, then I'm happy to sort of do them as well.
Do you watch it though? Do you consume anything?
I go down sort of a bit, you know, rabbit holes with it where I'll, you sort of start scrolling and you're like, oh, that person's funny. And then you've wasted 6 hours, you know?
Yeah, because that's the thing. Their algorithm for showing you content is so genius. Because it just knows what you like. And I don't know how it does this. The other night, I was like, oh, I'll watch some before bed. It was 11 o'clock. And then I was like, no, I better go to bed. And it was 3 a.m. Like 4 hours had just disappeared. And I was laughing, like crying laughing.
Is it social?
I'm quite obsessed with it.
Like, is it like comments?
Are any of them social?
Well, no. Yeah, I guess like say with Instagram, I've never left a comment on a TikTok. Is it more... Like, I feel like Instagram, that seems like a more natural thing where it feels like with TikTok, you sort of just scroll through it.
You can comment.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's more just watching, I think. Mm-hmm. It depends who you are.
It's all kids using acronyms. Oh. Like, they're just using acronyms. I don't even know what half of them are saying. They're way ahead of me.
I've never felt more old.
I know. But, I mean, I feel like you sort of just... You know, you've got a sponge and you're just squeezing it.
What's really funny is all the comments I get are, my mum watches your videos. Can you shout out for my mum? It's, you know, my nan thinks you're really funny. I'm like, oh, God, I shouldn't be here. I feel like a creepy person.
Charles has just brought up this is the TikTok that you did that went viral. Like, wasn't there a bunch of, like, mainstream US media, like, companies and, like, shows that spoke about this?
That was a weird one. I bought a T-shirt folder because I'm very gay and wanted a very organized wardrobe. And then I got it and used it. It was the most exciting thing in my life. And that's there are moments in your life where you know I'm officially in my 30s now. This small piece of plastic that helps me fold a T-shirt brings me so much joy. And I just found it up and then I woke up the next morning and someone was like, oh, Good Morning America played your video. And I was like, oh, that's weird. And Yeah, and that was it. They were like, oh, here's an Australian that has a very sad and lonely life.
So it's 1:17 in the morning. And one
of
the things...
Were you up for us, Christian, or already up? Sorry, I just needed to know this.
No, my sleeping patterns are completely up shit creek. Like, I'll go to bed maybe 4 o'clock, wake up at midday.
Oh, wow.
Which is, I'm up, gosh, 8, in bed at 9. But it's just, quarantine is just, I don't know why. I'm so tired. I'm always tired. I don't do anything. And then someone said it's because I'm not doing anything that I'm just tired. Like, I'll have a nap from 2 to 5. And then I sleep for like 12 hours.
Does it feel like you're jet lagged?
Yes. That's a really good way of putting it.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate it. And I can't get any sort of rhythm back.
How much of it is so things get more sort of smutty as the night goes on? How much of that, like Sevs has been having, like Mr. 97's got a girlfriend now, Grace, she lives in WA. He's been staying up until 4 in the morning. Do you think there is something? Is there something? I know. Is there something that happens?
Honeymoon.
Yeah, in the night. Do you think that the nighttime brings a different vibe?
I mean, nighttime's normally when the sexy things happen, but I don't know. Maybe. It depends. Like, if you look out your window and the whole city's shut down, you feel like you could probably get away with a bit more. So
when do you reckon you're horniest? If you were to do a graph.
I've waited for you to ask me this for so many years. You do it always.
Do you have a time? Are you sort of... Are you, is it sort of, well, because I feel
do
like,
I have a peak horniness time? Morning. Morning from, and then lunch, and then afternoon, and then night. I think I'm not that normal, though. I think when you can get sex on tap, which is like essentially Grindr, you're just like, oh, which is, you know, it's just like, I have two phones. One's a Grindr phone because I'm just on it, and then I've got my normal phone.
Do you think your inhibitions go down, though?
Every opportunity.
Do you think people are willing to do crazier shit at night? Like, if you when you
absolutely yes, I've probably done the weirdest shit after midnight.
Yeah, well, it is 1:20.
Yeah. Have you done any weird shit tonight? Have you done any weird shit tonight?
Do I have the banana?
Well, I set this up. This is pretty weird. I don't usually go to this much effort for anybody. Normally the lights are out. It's all very dark, and I just lead them into the bedroom. Don't turn the lights on, but I'm definitely exactly like the photos that I sent you. Just don't touch me.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know if it's too smutty, but Sev said that he was going to do something with the banana when you were here as some sort of like training thing. I don't know, TJ, how do you feel about it now? I feel like you're not happy. Yeah.
I don't know if he's training in the right sport, to be honest.
I love it. I don't know. He's like, oh, geez, you can't be relatable to Christian. Get me a banana.
Just suck a bit of... I mean, do you not respect you gonna that?
No, I mean, you don't have to shove a banana rectally, orally, or anywhere.
Okay, great.
I mean, now that you've said it.
Yeah, I know. It'd be rude not to. You know, it'd be rude not to.
Hey, Christian, are you close to this?
Where are we going?
TJ's about to switch.
Just before, can I just quickly say, if you peel and put like, if you put like the tip in your mouth, close it on your teeth and twist it and pull it out, it makes it look like an actual penis.
Oh, really? That's a good little hack.
That's a good little... Josh, you're so positive. Oh, that's a great tip. Yeah. Oh, no, we'll be doing that.
It's a TikTok.
All different people in the audience. I'm thinking through the lens of the audience, right?
It's just so innocent. You're like, oh, very good tip. Yes, thank you.
Christian, is Brisbane home for you? I can't remember. Your family from up that way, yeah. Right?
Sydney. I was born and raised in Sydney. Ugh.
And so
I hate Sydney.
I feel like you've got quite there's a few opinions on the you know, Melbourne, Sydney, and Brisbane. What is your opinion on Brisbane?
Melbourne, beautiful. Just too cold. Sydney. So Brisbane is for me what the glory days of Sydney were. So I think why I love Brisbane is when I grew up in Sydney, like I never wanted to leave. It wasn't overcrowded or super busy or stressful. And now it's just turned into like there's apartments everywhere and it's just shit. Sydney's gross. Like I hate going back there to visit mum and dad just because I just didn't like the city. And then they moved to the Blue Mountains and that was the time I was like, I'm never going back to Sydney again. And then when I got to Brisbane, it's just so much more relaxed. And it's a lot of people give Brisbane shit. They're like, there's nothing to do. And this is where I give you all the things that there is to do, but I don't have anything planned. You can go for a walk outside. But it's just so much. It just gives me that sort of carefree, relaxed vibe. And I think that's why I needed to get out of Melbourne. I was very stressed. I think it was just from previous experience, work, the weather, not having a place that had any heating or cooling and just hating life, I think. And I needed a big change. That's why I came up here. I lived in Adelaide, Sydney, Melbourne. I was like, let's go to Brisbane.
Do you think that it actually delivered on that? Like when you arrived in Brisbane, were you happy? Or like, I feel like the classic story is you move and then you're like super depressed and it didn't fix anything and it's actually you.
I have never been happier. Like love life maybe not at the exact present moment, but I love Brisbane. I'm sort of right on the river, right on a ferry line. I can go up the Sunshine Coast. I can just go up and chill out there. And it's just it's like halfway to retirement, I feel, which is why I like it. And warm, 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 warm. I hate the cold.
What's the scene like for a gay man?
It's really good.
Is he whispering in a guy's ear? Although, I don't know. Is that my ear?
No. You've got AirPods on, the mic's in the AirPods, I think.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. You're going to probably completely...
Oh, no, now it's trying... Oh, I'm rude.
Can you, hear us?
Yeah, sex is great. Yeah.
Can you still...
No, it's good. Brisbane's got it's pretty good. I'm in the gayest suburb in Brisbane.
What's the gayest suburb in Brisbane?
Tenerife.
Oh, I know it.
So it's right on... Oh, do you? Hello.
No, I thought it was New Farm. I thought New Farm was the...
Well, New Farm's next door.
Christian.
Oh, here we go. Oh, no. What? Someone told me.
No. Trying to be relatable. I went for a walk, what I thought was just down by a river the other day. And next minute, I'm in the bushes and there's a guy with his dick out. And I was quite taken back. And then I realized there was men everywhere. And I called my brother. I was like, mate, do you know if this is some kind of gay beat? And he's like, mate, that is exactly
you?
That. Heidelberg.
New Park, because it's in Brisbane. Oh. I'm at any park at night time, the gays will overrun it.
Well, this was during the day and it's during COVID time.
Oh.
There was no social distancing. Are you aware of this going on, Christian? Because I know you said you've been to these kind of parks before.
Okay, that was told in confidence in private.
The title of the episode was...
I've made so many videos on it,
well, aren't you banned from like Victorian parks or something? I can't remember. Parks Victoria.
Banned from Parks Victoria. Oh, that's funny. And yes. No. Now, when I was in my early 20s was when I was like, well, I lost my virginity 3 and then I moved out of home and then it was just like the world had opened. And I was never scared. Like someone was like, aren't you scared about having random men come over and they'll kill you? I'm like, well, I've got a knife under the bed. We'll be fine.
Do you really have a knife under bed?
No, I used to. You know, I just...
Okay, that's scary.
If they're going to kill me, they're just...
Yeah.
And then there's been some very questionable moments where I'm like, geez, it's been a while. I'm just going to go for a walk and it's, you know, 1:30 in the morning and you go to certain areas and you see someone else going for a walk. You're like, they're not going for a walk. Okay, great. Good chat.
We were in the sort of radio
I had more
bubble.
Questions about that, Josh.
Oh, yeah, go for it. I mean, it's hard to predict. I'm not in your head, so...
Visit a gay park once. I'm very keen to go back again.
I just want to know from the time of being there to the time... Like, when I go fishing, I'm just thinking about the first time. You know, how quickly do I catch a fish? How quick is the first time that you catch a fish, if we're going to use metaphors? From the time you cast, you cast.
15 minutes?
Yeah, and what is it? This on, are you shaking hands and saying this is what's gonna? This is the deal.
Oh, is this on Grindr or in a park? We're fishing
in a park.
Oh, well, usually you pre-organize it, so you go and you know. Okay. Otherwise,
yeah. Okay, no, that makes sense.
No, it's very no. Otherwise, no. Then it's usually just like actual. I can't that. I was trying to think of politically correct terms I can use without getting into trouble, and there aren't any. So, good. Next question.
Was that it for you?
How long did it take for you, Josh? How long was it for the first I'm joking. Anyway, go on, mate.
Oh, I can share with you because that was with me and
Albert Park Lake.
It's too well related with the
Albert Park Lake is a nice walk though. No, I was going to talk about the radio bubble. I feel like when we last hung out, we were still like you were just sort of you transitioned off the bubble, but still in Melbourne, had all that sort of thing. Have you completely like mainstream media, all that sort of stuff? Like, what's your perspective on everything at the moment? How do you sort of see yourself?
I'd love to know, and I'm sure because you've been talking for, 45 days now that you've probably spoken about this, but I don't think radio will return to what it ever was, commercial FM radio, because that's where we all worked. And then they made a lot of people redundant before the crisis happened. This has happened, you know, Seven West is accepting JobKeeper payments, so they're clearly losing a lot of money. Channel 10 is, SCA is, KISS has done restructuring, Nova's looking at changing things up a bit. And I think, yes, advertisers are spending less, which is the reason. And I think this is forcing advertisers to maybe look at where they want their money to go rather than not spend it. It's been interesting. I was worried when my tour got cancelled. I thought, oh, shit, I've just moved. I've just got a mortgage. I'm fucked. And then my manager was like, oh, here's like 25 briefs. Pick what you want to do. And I was like, what? Like, I've never seen this much work.
Really?
And so it's been like a buffet where we'll just pick things that sort of are fun and I would do. And, yeah, it's been really good. And so money's been really good. And I think a lot of like advertisers are probably, you know, now spending their money in different outlets or seeing a different way to do things. They'll go back to spending in radio, and radio will probably not be so terrible than what it is now. But I just think I hate the mainstream media. Like I'm not quite at the level of Alex Jones, and I'm not quite wearing a tinfoil hat, but I hate having been in there for so long and seeing what works as a business, they're just there to make money. Like, you look at like the Daily Mail, they just want readers. They don't care whether they're lying about people. And it was the same when I was working at SCA in the early days of we were writing online articles. It was the hype and the fun of the job was to get that. We had a live counter and we used to get it up as high as we could, and it was almost like we didn't care about what we were writing. And some of the stuff, like, we never wrote really scandalous, horrible things. It was trash. And, yeah. You know, I regret writing some of the things that we did because it's like, it's not newsworthy. We did it for clicks. Oh, you lie in the headline and you make it up, which is what a lot of sites do. And people don't read the articles. They scroll through Facebook. And then they just assume that that headline, they just take the headline and then they, oh, you know, like, it's all misquoted and it's all... Mm-hmm. I went down a rabbit hole where I found an article that was a lifesaver in America got sued for rescuing a child who was drowning. And I was like, what? Like, how? And you read the article and they cherry-picked sort of quotes and reactions from people. They haven't given you the story. They just make it out like, oh, America, they just sue everyone for the fun of it, and how dare they sue this hero. And this is how, like, crazy I got. I went in and I read the court transcripts because I was like, there's no way, like, no normal person would sue a lifesaver. Well, it turns out there was three people in the pool and a kid was under for 60 seconds and the lifeguard didn't see him. He walked around the pool. He was supposed to do a check every 6 seconds. He's supposed to do a head count. And this kid was underwater for 60 seconds. And this lifeguard, like, didn't end up doing his job. And rightly so, should have been sued. And because a lot, like, the parents were being blamed. Like, where were the parents? And it turned out that he was at a summer camp. So he was away, you know, like a school camp sort of thing.
Mm.
And it's like stuff like that. I'm like, oh, the media, get away, get to the bunker.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned an obscure name, Alex Jones. It might go over some people's heads.
Yeah, it probably will.
I've consumed a bit of Alex Jones's stuff. What is your favourite conspiracy theory? Shannon's asked us in the comments on YouTube.
Don't get me started. Okay, let me just go through. The Earth is definitely flat. Joking, I'm joking. I think Princess Diana was murdered. I sit right for 9/11 because I'm like, there are some things in 9/11 I'm like, oh, how? And then there are other things I'm like, well, obviously it was just a terror attack. And then the other one is, this is another, like, the moon landing. I think the moon landing is real though, but I change my mind so often.
Mm. It's funny how we don't know about, like, certain things. Like, we're just, like, having to believe the conspiracy theories. Like, they're like, oh, the flag wouldn't move because, like, all of these things where I'm like, yeah, of course. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. That's, like, almost, like, in a way that you can't trust the media. Like, you can't trust anything. Yeah. Unless you physically were there and saw it. How do you know? But I love conspiracies. Like, at the moment, the coronavirus one is, I watched the YouTube video. It's not funny. It's obviously not 5G. Like, that was amazing. That they thought it was coming through the 5G networks. About how they reckon it started from a laboratory near the live market. They think.
Mm.
And so Donald Trump has just come out and said, don't get me started on conspiracy theories because you'll get used and I waffle on because I'm obsessed. I wish I was prepared. There's a YouTube video where this guy, he's not crazy, and he goes and he finds the website of, it's the Center for Virology. So they study viruses, and because of the coronavirus, there's so many strains, it's been around for years. They study it in order to prepare for pandemics like this, so they've got vaccines and try and kill virus. And they reckon this guy goes through the website and he's like, they haven't closed this website down. There was old links to jobs. There was a job advertised in June of last year. They wanted a worker to work on the coronavirus strain that's currently, you know, escaped. to test and to try and find a vaccine for it. And then they hired another person in November. And then it goes on and he shows clips of the lab and he's like, look at the refrigerator that they're holding the viruses in. The seal's broken and part of it's frozen over and it's not, like, there's not much money going into here and it's a bit dodgy. And then when the outbreak happens, mysteriously the two people that they had hired from these job descriptions were deleted off the website and they're now listed as missing persons. And you're like, what happened? And they reckon that they may have accidentally released it. And then because the live market is only two blocks from this laboratory, they've blamed it on the live market. But who the hell knows?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds really good.
Have you dug much into the Epstein conspiracy?
But is that a conspiracy? Oh, the death? Oh,
the death.
Is that a conspiracy, though? Like, someone who's under 24-hour surveillance with bed sheets made of paper kill themselves?
Do you control, like, what you read? Like, does it affect you? Like, obviously, like, you go in deep. Do you then have to be careful how much you're consuming?
Yes. So I... So bizarre what happens with me. Like, I was very, like, left, and then I slowly started watching a lot of Joe Rogan, and I could feel myself being pulled to the right. And there was a period where it was about 2 months ago where I would put on, this is weird, I would put on the full Sixer broadcast of the 2016 election, and I would just watch it. And like, I'd watch ABC, CBS, NBC, like, I'd watch them all because it was just so fascinating to watch, like, Americans go, yay, Hillary. And then in the space of 15 minutes, you know, Trump won these key seats and the news just shifts and changed and, you know, knowing, hearing all the bad things that Hillary's done and all the bad things that Trump's done. I think Trump's terrible. He's the worst person to be running America. And I think he needs to go. But I can go really deep and then I realize I'm really one-sided and you have to sort of force yourself to watch the other side. And when I force myself to watch, you know, the extreme right, I'm like, oh God, they raised some really valid points. And then I'm like, oh my God, what am I thinking? No, they don't. And then you've got the extreme left, and I'm like, wow, they raised really good points. I'm like, what? Clearly, they're both batshit crazy. And you've got to sort of, who's in the middle? But no one's in the middle. Because I think it was Bernie Sanders said something like, no one who's in the middle will get any attention because you've got to something so insane in order to get any media. And there's a YouTube channel called Charisma on Command, who before the election, it was with Donald, I don't even think Donald Trump was the Republican nominee at that stage. And this guy, just through formulas of personality traits, he flat out says Donald Trump is going to win President of America. And this was at the stage where everyone was laughing at that. And the way he said it was, you know, he just says this shit. He doesn't mean half of it, but it's just for media attention. And then once he gets all the, he'll get the nomination and then he'll make a catchphrase for Hillary Clinton, which he did, which was Crooked Hillary, I think. And he says all this stuff before it happens. And you're like, oh my gosh, it was a formula for Donald to get in. And it worked. And I think that's what he's sort of doing now with all the crazy press conferences, with the bleach, with the, you know, injects infectant. He can't be that dumb. Like, no one who becomes president of America can be that dumb.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost entertainment. Do you think that you actually consume more of what's happening in the US than in Australia?
Oh, yes, 100%. Because it's far more entertaining.
Yeah.
You know, you only cared when Scott Morrison went to Hawaii because you're like, ooh, drama, spill the tea, you know. And it becomes interesting because otherwise politics is so boring. It's so boring.
It's true. It's pretty boring.
Who do you think's going to win the US election this year?
Oh, I don't know. I reckon Trump will still win.
Yeah.
You kind of want him to. Not that you like him.
No, not that you like him, but for the entertainment value.
No, come on, Christian. No?
Well, no, because then I can. Then I don't need to care about America anymore.
Yeah. I think Biden's not as.
Yeah, it really has, though. Like, for 16 hours, I would watch a 4-hour window of old footage of the 2016 election. It was 16 hours, and then I was like, but riveted. Like, I sat on the edge of my seat, being like, because you know what's going to happen. You're like, oh my God, how are they going to react? What are they going to do? What are they going to say?
Yeah, like, Christian, you almost like knowing the ending sometimes. Yeah.
Oh, do you do this when you watch a film? Do you go to IMDb and read the full synopsis?
I literally can't even watch a whole film. My attention span's that bad. But
know what happens. I don't like surprises.
Yeah, I mean, there are people who go crazy on the IMDb, like the actors and knowing all the facts and stuff like that. I want to ask you about your haircut. Did you do yours in ISO?
Yes, yours looks really good.
Thank you. I've been wearing beanie all day. This is the first time I've sort of taken it off. Like when you did the whole buzz cut, have you had buzz cuts before?
Once accidentally, I went into Just Cut and I said to the woman, I just want short back and sides. And I had like long hair. And she was like, yep. And I like, it took me, don't cry. Please don't cry. That's our thing. And I was like, oh my God. And because it does, it can make your head really round. I think I'm all right because my head's quite flat here. But it's a shock. But then it literally took me a couple of hours and I really liked it. Like I knew going into, I did a live stream where I did a Britney breakdown and I was trying to cut my hair to look nice. But I knew the end result would be me shaving it. And I was totally fine with that. A lot of people hated it, and then some people, like, I reckon I look, I was like, oof, you look like a hot prisoner. Yeah. I was like, really hot.
I think that's every stage of someone who's going through that.
When you open your mouth and I'm too gay.
There we go.
I'm in the army green. Like, I think it's the army green that makes me look, like, if you watch that on mute, you'd be like, oh, he's quite masculine. It's until you hear my voice.
It's quite aggressive the way that you're doing it as well. Don't you think?
It looks like you're about to go off to the army, to be honest. Like, like the aggression that you had with it was like, I want to fuck shit up.
Oh, really?
Is that
not how you... No, okay.
It's funny how...
how I handle most things.
Don't you think that people have a funny opinion? Like, people have a very strong opinion when it comes to shaving your head. Like, I was very surprised at people who I would have thought had no investment in my hair having to point out. Sev's is invested in my hair. I get Sev's investment. It's more people that's like you haven't seen since 2012. It's like, oh, like they're doing a, oh my God. It's like, yeah, it's a little bit weird.
It was weird. I got texts from my brother while the live stream was happening. He was like, I could see it because I was looking at my phone. He's like, ping, he's like, are you okay? Ping, please let me know after the stream. Ping, give me a call. And he was like, he got invested and he was like, you know, oh, you've missed a big chunk at the back, or oh, this is really good. Then I think he must have messaged mum and dad. I started getting text messages from mum. Call me. Hope you're well. I'm having a great time. Poor mum.
There's something
she was quite concerned.
But it's, there's something sort of like liberating about it, because it's like, it's your body, it's your hair, you can do what the fuck you want. Like that's the, and I think that's where it's funny when people have a response, because they forget that we make these decisions based on what we want to do, not for what they care about, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's like when you move to a whole new location, like a new hairstyle, it's the classic thing when someone's up, you know, girls and maybe guys, you know, they just completely chalk. And I think, but I think that rapid change freaks people out. And like, oh, cool, Christian's not coping very well. Great time.
I mean, Britney Spears did an absolute amazing job around branding that, you know, just shaving your head and just equaling crazy. It's amazing, really.
Mental breakdown.
And then her attacking, remember she attacked the window, or she like an umbrella? It was like, it was amazing.
I feel bad for her. I don't think, I don't think she recovered from that. She's so... she's still really weird.
I haven't seen
really, really, really fit right. Again, and was touring and stuff. She rolled her ankle recently. I don't know how I know so much about it. Do you know she's not? Do you know she's
straight
not even
guy
40?
Who goes to parks and knows a lot of Britney? Questionable. And you know her age. What's going on?
I looked. I mean, when your business partner pulls a Britney, you look up Britney Spears and just get your facts straight before you bring it up.
How old is she? Isn't she our age?
No. She's not even 40, though.
Really?
I feel like she's been in my life forever.
Wow.
Dude, she's not even 40. It just shows you how long she's been around. Yeah. I mean, she's been around 38 years. That's exactly how long she's been around. Yeah. But I think she was so famous when we were so young, but she mustn't have been a great...
Well,
she
was also
a great deal older.
Very young.
What's wrong with 97 right now? Seb, what's wrong with you?
No, I'm just... There's a video that's been put up of the exact moment she breaks her ankle.
We're not showing any of those videos.
We're not showing it, but I was just... I just played it, and it hasn't happened yet, but I was just waiting for the moment, so...
Have you seen the one with the guy playing basketball and his snaps in half?
What time are you watching these videos at night, Christian?
After midnight.
What time did you watch the American one?
Is it just TikTok? They just appear like, whoa, his leg just ripped. Like, one.
Christian, thank you for coming on the podcast.
That's a great way to end.
I think.
Thank you for having me.
It'd be also good to get you on the show when we're not delirious at sort of, you know, 1 a.m. And
can I just say, you're exactly the same when you're like just doing a little pre-recorded broadcast as to right now.
Well, I feel like the last time we had you on the show, actually, no, it wasn't the last time. The time before, I was about to go overseas. And it was at your place, and we'd done 6 episodes that day, and we came to your place, and we were both so fucking tired, and I just remember
what little bitches we were. We didn't have the stamina. We'd done about 3 episodes before yours, Christian.
I think it was that's about right. It was 3 or 4.
It just in comparison to today. I mean, we're 20 hours.
I remember that because you're also every time I come on. Mostly Tommy gets very inquisitive about certain elements of my book. Every time. I'll break you both at one point and then Mr. 97.
You don't have to break
us. We can get the banana and we can...
Okay, great.
We're going for the...
Yep. And we're out.
And the cock shot. Christian had been in the green room. He was actually putting that together. I appreciated that a lot.
That's so great.
Okay, thank you, Christian. I'm going to see Christian out on the in the green room. But sorry, just cut
JJ,
to you guys. Yeah.
Could you just text me the link for me to send to Josh Pitterman? He'll be standing by.
Yeah, Charles can slack that to you. Yeah, it was
he
Christian.
He doesn't have it.
The Christian.
Oh, it's just that one?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, great.